ESLpod.com presents Using English at Work, a special 10-episode course to teach you the English that people use in a typical day at work. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. I'll be your host for this series. In this course, each lesson has three parts. First, we will hear a story read slowly, talking about a part of my day at work. Second, I will explain the vocabulary we used in the story, providing examples of how the new words should be used. Third, we will hear another version of the story, this time at a normal pace, a normal speed. To give you a chance to hear different voices speaking English, the voice used in the stories is not my voice, although it is a story about me and my day at work. Are you ready? Let's begin with Lesson 1. Arriving at work.
I woke up this morning and thought, TGIF. I have been looking forward to the weekend, and all I need to do is to get through one more day of work. I drive to work and pull into the parking lot next to my office building. I stop at the security gate. I put my key card into the card reader, and the security arm goes up. I drive into the parking structure and find a parking spot. I make sure that my parking permit is showing in the windshield, and I lock up. I get my briefcase out of the back seat and walk toward the building. It's a short walk, and I'm there in no time. When I get there, I take out my badge and put it around my neck before I go through the main entrance of the building. Employees are supposed to wear their badges at all times at work so that the security guards know that we belong there. One day last week, I forgot my badge at home, and I had to get a visitor's pass for the day. My coworker made fun of me all day. He kept asking me if he could get me some coffee and when I was leaving. What a joker!
I began by saying that when I woke up, I thought TGIF. TGIF is an acronym, meaning that each letter is the first letter of another word. TGIF, all capital letters, means thank goodness it's Friday. Some people also say thank God it's Friday. People say TGIF on Fridays show that they are happy that the weekend is coming. I said that I have been looking forward to the weekend and that all I need to do is to get through or to be able to finish one more day of work. So the day I am talking about must be Friday. Then I drive to work and pull into or enter a parking lot. A parking lot is a flat area where cars can be parked, usually if the driver pays a little bit of money. In the United States, many businesses have parking lots in front of or behind their buildings. In this case, the parking lot is next to my office building. I stop my car at the security gate. A security gate is a metal bar or a door that goes across a road and stops cars and people from entering an area unless they have permission to do so. There are security gates in front of most military buildings, for example, so that only soldiers or members of the military can go in. Most areas that charge for parking, where you have to pay for the parking, have some sort of security gate to stop you from going in without paying or without permission. When my car is stopped in front of the security gate, I put my key card into the card reader. A key card is a rectangular piece of plastic, like a driver's license or a credit card, which is used for identification and electronically tells a machine when someone should be allowed to do something. Many businesses have key cards instead of the normal metal key to get into rooms or buildings. In this case, the key card lets me pass through the security gates. A card reader is a machine that electronically reads the key card and decides whether a person should be allowed to do something. The card reader is able to look at the electronic information on the card and determine if I should be let in, if I can go in or not. We use card readers for many things. When you buy food or groceries with a credit card, in many American supermarkets, you have to put your credit card into or through a card reader at the store. When I put my key card into the card reader at work, the security arm goes up. A security arm is a long, heavy metal or wood bar that blocks a road, but it can be moved up to let people drive by if they have permission. So it's a kind of security gate. In the movies, bad people sometimes drive very quickly so that their cars will break through the security arms. But in usual life, we usually wait for the guard or the machine to lift the security arm and let us drive into the parking lot. Next, I drive into the parking structure. A parking structure is a large concrete building with many floors or levels for cars to park on. Large cities have many parking structures because there are many cars that need to park on a small piece of land. Many people don't like parking structures because it's difficult to find your car if you forget which floor or level you are parked on. I do this all the time. I drive into the parking structure and I find a parking spot. A parking spot is a place for one car to be parked. It's usually marked with white or yellow painted lines. Sometimes it is very difficult to find a parking spot in the city, and people have to drive for a long time until you find one. But I don't have that problem, so I pull in or drive into the parking spot. I make sure that my parking permit is showing in the windshield. A parking permit is a piece of paper or plastic that gives a person permission to park his or her car in a specific area. A permit allows you to do something. The verb is to permit. Notice when we use it as a noun, the accent is on the first syllable, permit. When we use it as a verb, the accent is on the second syllable, permit. So this is a parking permit that permits me to park in a certain area. Many universities have one color of parking permit for...